Hi, I'm Wayne Jones. Welcome to Writing and Editing. This is episode 145, One More Word, Onomatopoeia. For those who don't know, this is the little sub-series inside of the main podcast where every Saturday I take a word from the English language and talk about it for about 5 minutes. And as I mentioned, this week's word is onomatopoeia. I was talking on the phone to my brother Dave earlier this week, and I'm not sure what we got to talking about, but eventually it may have been his kids or language or something. And eventually he called to his daughter, my beautiful, smart, creative 11-year-old niece, Claire, and to remind him of a word she'd learned in school that day. This is in grade six, or I think as they say in the U.S., in the sixth grade. And it was onomatopoeia. And I thought, wow, that's something. Grade six, that seems a little advanced to me. But she knew how to pronounce it. She knew what it meant. And I'm not sure I learned that word until I was started to do my bachelor's degree in English. And that was back in, I think it was the 17th century or something when I started. But this is a very old word in English, borrowed ultimately from the classical Greek, first introduced into the language about 1553. And as I mentioned last week, the source for the etymology that I gather about these words is the Oxford English Dictionary. And it's the second definition, or the second the Oxford English Dictionary has quotes from various sources, and it's the second quote there that really sort of tells what the meaning of the word is, and that's from 1577. By the way, that would have been, 13 years after Shakespeare was born. And the quote is this: onomatopoeia, when we invent, devise, feign, and make a name, imitating the sound of that it signifieth, as hurly-burly, for an uproar and tumultuous stir. That's a very poetic and funny and everything, and much more poetic and funny than what I'm going to say the meaning is, which is onomatopoeia is the process of making a word that sounds the same as it means, or it's one of those words. And I'll give some examples later. And I'm curious too if any listeners want to contact me about whether this is, I don't really have a sense of whether this is a common word that everyone knows, or this is the most outrageously obscure word that you could imagine. I think of it as common. Maybe it's because I studied English lit and it's a common thing to hear. I don't really know. But and by the way, it's spelled onomatopoeia. So there's a lot of vowels in there. It's from, as I mentioned, it's from the Greek. It means the making of words, those two parts put together. And of course, the internet being what it is, it's often a cesspool of inaccurate information, but there's lots of great things there as well. And I went to Wikipedia, and of course it has an entry on onomatopoeia, but also with some examples. And it had some standard ones like achoo, you know, basically which is supposed to imitate you sneezing, slurp, which is what you do to a beverage, and beep, which is, well, I don't need to say it. The meaning is there. But I had a couple ones I'd never heard of before, and they were apparently a type of animal. One is a chiff chaff, never heard of it before, and the other one is a dick dick, with no C's in it, but dick-dik. That presumably is the sound that a dick dick makes, is dick dick. So there you go, and it's an example of one of the great things about English. I mean, in English, I feel we have a word for everything. And I wonder whether, I mean, obviously, not only am I biased, but, you know, English, I know how to speak French, but not as well as I know how to speak English, and all the other hundreds of languages in the world, most of them I know absolutely nothing about. But I wonder whether all languages, I wonder whether the speaker of all languages feel that there's a word for everything. I suppose there has to be, otherwise you wouldn't be able to sort of point at something and say, oh, that's what, a dictic kind of thing or whatever it might be. This is one of the great things about English. There's words you come across where you go, wow, we have a word for that. And we have a word, onomatopoeia, for this phenomenon. And the other thing we do in English, and English is famous / infamous for this, is if we don't have a word for it, we borrow it from another language. And of course, English is just full of words from other languages. I believe it's true to say that I think English has the largest vocabulary of any language. And part of it has to do with just borrowing when whatever we have doesn't suit us. So I texted Claire later, but didn't get an answer. But I told her that my favorite onomatopoeia is boing. And that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. Check out the show's website at writingediting.ca to find links to subscribe or contact me, or how to rate or